Well, for the second straight night, the Phillies needed a big swing of the bat in their final at-bat of the game, and they got it. And for the sixth straight game, the Phillies walk-off winners here at Citizens Bank Park tonight, their longest win streak of the season, and a little payback for the Dodgers as well, as Phillies take game one of this three-game series here in South Philadelphia. Hi, everyone. Welcome into Phillies Playback, and welcome back to Citizens Bank Park. Greg Murphy here with you, and it is the Friday Night Roundtable edition of Phillies Playback tonight. Scott Fransky is here, Larry Anderson is here, and John Kruk coming over from the television booth is here as well. And, well, always a lot more fun, fellas, on a Friday night when the Phillies win. Back-to-back walk-off wins. I mean, yeah. This is a party.
You gotta love this. I mean, this is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
This is fun.
It's the way it should be. 42,000 plus here. Why are we pointing at Scott?
Yeah. This is fun, Larry.
Scott's always having fun.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with him?
This is.
He's
fun.
Having fun.
Yeah.
You having fun, Scott?
Yep. Yeah, I'm having a blast. Who wouldn't be?
We're worried about you. We just want you
Why
to be
are you worried
happy.
About
well,
me?
Well, I don't know. Are we worried about him?
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to say that we mentioned – you didn't mention his name, but I said – yeah, you said something about one of the Dodgers broadcasters, and I said the greaser, and we never said who it was. It was Rick Monday.
Rick Monday.
Just so you know, the flag saver.
Yeah, man.
The flag saver, right,
There – you'll never hear me say anything bad about Rick Monday.
Wait till he comes in here, and then we're going to trash him. Not behind his back, though.
Rip his ass to pieces.
But don't go there.
Speaking
that was a cool moment way back when.
What are you using, Mr. Microphone there?
I don't know what it
you
is.
You got to hold that one close. Yeah, so we can hear the dulcet tone.
How's that?
John Kruk. Get into wedding band, John?
Well, no, I've had it.
Oh.
I just found it today.
Well, that's good. I like that. I just noticed it. Thought
I'd wear it.
Don't ask him where he found it.
Makes great radio as I ask him about his wedding band. Folks at home can't see.
Is he going to describe some more cans?
What?
Beer cans.
Yeah, we can
you went through a whole.
Does he need a few days off?
You went through 2 minutes on a beer can last time we were here.
Well, because it's a nice looking can.
Because it's a Fransky in L.A. beer can.
Yeah, speaking of that, and we'll get to this sixth straight win in a minute. Yeah. But more importantly, let's talk about that last night. You guys had your unveiling of the Fransky L.A. beer. Yeah. Yeah, well, Scott was here. He had to work thanks to the smoke, but but how was the event? I heard it was terrific.
Outstanding. It really was. It was a great time, a great turnout.
Cool.
Raised, last count was just a little over $25,000 with a little more to go.
That's terrific.
So it was really good. A lot of nice people and big fans. And we're getting ready to go, and then the ninth inning happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we certainly can't go
now. Can't leave now.
So we stayed and watched the walk-off.
And had another Fransky in L.A.
That's exactly – I was driving. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then you did not.
I was limited.
Okay. That's fine. Well,
you're usually pretty limited.
I'm glad it was a good night. Wow. You know.
See, I come – and that's what I –
and this is
I've been gone.
He's
obviously didn't miss me.
Yeah, he couldn't go to the event because he had to be here, obviously, at the ballparks thanks to the smoke out the night before. So, don't worry. We'll get you some of those Fransky L.A. beers.
Oh, I know where to get them.
I know where to get them. Okay.
I know where to get them. No, I actually very much appreciate, Larry, you, like I said earlier, the fact that you were able to go and be there. And it was a bummer not to be able to go. I was really looking forward to the event, really looking forward to seeing everybody. But
and that one person really did miss you.
I know.
They were hoping you were there.
I know.
That guy with the pen and paper wanted his autograph.
Well, good night.
So what did you do today?
Today?
Yes.
Did you have a good day, Larry?
I had a good day.
Okay.
Yeah. Really? Was that today or yesterday?
That was a week ago.
Oh.
You talking about the doctor?
Yeah. The tube.
Here we go.
Is this the air? Is this the air quality story?
This refers to my air quality comment on the air tonight.
The air quality is a lot better.
I said the air quality here is a lot better. Or at least it was until you walked in the room.
I was talking to Larry.
Yeah.
And then Larry's.
So I'm going through. I got my tattoos. I got three new tattoos. But
Your force field?
For people that don't know, I had a recurrence of the prostate cancer. And so I'm in a process of – I went through getting this MRI radiation machine, getting it mapped out to how it's going to start. So I start the treatments on the 20th of June. And so I'm on an MRI table, and they're, you know, have the MRI looking at all my stuff inside. And the nurse comes out and said, you've got a little gas in your stomach. We can't,
as always,
we can't really see where the parts are that we need to see.
And see, you guys haven't believed me all these years.
But the nurse comes out and she goes, well, you've got a little gas buildup. And of course she wouldn't pull my finger, so she said, I'll leave the
which I have no doubt you offered.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Yeah.
So they said, we'll walk out and let you try and take care of that, and if not, then we'll have the doctor come in. And like, come in and what? So they leave the room, and I'm like, this is not going to happen. So they come back in the room, and the doctor comes over, and they kind of turn me to the side, and so they had a tube. I guess it was a tube. I didn't see any instruments or anything, but
I just felt
was this something. It's just like more and more and more. I'm like, so they finally get done. And so I walk out, and my wife, Christy's sitting at the nurse's station. I said, I just came out of there, and that doctor put a tube in me up my backside. And I said, it felt like it came out of my throat. Well, I guess I said a little loud, and the other nurse sitting there started laughing. I was like, oh, sorry. But it all worked
bad.
Out.
It just reinforces that there's no dignity in
none.
Once you're in there, yeah, you
none.
Know, nope. You just gotta. If you can't laugh about it, well, then forget about it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing, Larry.
Yeah.
And John, thanks for bringing it up.
Well, when John heard it today, you should have seen his eyes light up. He was like, "This is
like,
coming
is
out
Friday?
On the round table. This is
here, might as well get it out of the way."
Because as soon as he told the story, Brooksy looks at me and he goes, you're doing the round table. And he said, I am now.
Oh, you bet I am now. I'm hosting it.
I want to hear this story again.
Well, that's great.
Pull my finger.
For sure. Now, how do we get this back to this 5-4 win over the Phils? What'd you think of Ranger Suarez?
He was tubular.
He was throwing gas, was he?
He had some He had some high quality petrol coming out of that arm tonight.
Oh, we got no shot tonight.
What do you figure? What do you think? 87, 89, or 93? Are you high test today?
Oh. Too good.
Damn,
too good.
Gas prices are so high right now.
My head hurts.
What did you think of Ranger tonight?
I thought he had some.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say. His velocity was better.
Okay.
I'll leave it at velocity.
All right.
I think early on he was still, you know, kind of, I don't know if he was guiding or just trying to, you know. Let's try and concentrate here.
But think about what the doctor had to go through. You think you went through some.
He obviously went through a lot.
Yeah.
Because it took him a while.
He didn't pierce an organ.
He literally came in relief, and that was just terrific.
He was a closer.
Ranger started attacking more, I think. I don't know if he was nibbling or just like sometimes you're just missing. You can't throw it where you want. I wasn't sure which. But once he got going, I mean, we saw what he did the last few innings. I think that was the Ranger that we're used to. What?
I'm just listening to you.
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
I'm just listening to your spot on analysis.
he is quite the analyst, isn't he?
Oh boy. I'm not exactly sure we're still in the air, but
somebody
but we'll keep going.
Pull the plug.
Yeah.
Actually, don't.
You might want to go to commercial.
No one sponsors this thing, John.
And why would they? Maybe we can get GasX to do it. Yeah.
I think we've just opened up a whole new realm of a sponsorship. Yeah,
I sure. have a box of it I had to get.
Really? Yeah. Scott, let me ask you.
They don't want
you know,
same thing to happen when I start the treatment.
Yes, none of us do, to be quite honest.
Nor does a doctor.
Yeah. Scott, six in a row. Obviously, we had talked a little bit about, you know, it was the Nationals, it was Detroit, but now the Dodgers here in town. Getting a win tonight over this a quality team like that and continuing this role, that's always good for that clubhouse, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of like what Larry said. It doesn't matter. The teams that are on your schedule are on your schedule.
Yeah.
And whether they're the Dodgers, whether they're the defending champs, whether they're a team that's, you know, mired in a tough slump, I mean, they're just the next team. And you have to do what you have, you know, what you can do. And so you can't, you know, there's no – it's just wasted energy, fault, you know, trying to, oh, it's only this, it's only yeah. that. I mean, they're wins, and all the wins yeah. matter the same. And all they all count the same. And at the end of the year, you just need as many as you can get. And so get them. And, you know, tonight was big. I mean, I don't think for the guys in this clubhouse it validates anything. I mean, this is not like, oh, well, we would have felt bad if we didn't then beat the Dodgers tonight. I think they're still of that mindset that they try to win every night. They want to pile up as many series wins as they
sure.
can. And, you know, I mean, they're also focused individually as well on – writing what's wrong, right? I mean,
yeah.
Kyle Schwarber talked about it afterwards, all the work he puts in. You know, Trey Turner, we've talked about all the tweaks he's made. I mean, these guys are doing things individually. I mean, they're just plugging away. They're just playing the baseball season.
Did
it's
you,
really what
did you
doing.
Hear the when he was hitting today off Roger Clemens?
Oh,
Schwarber.
Yeah.
Schwarber, yeah.
Suck on that, Roger. He's a beautiful human.
Yeah, I'll tell you what a cool, a pretty cool moment for those guys, right?
Oh, God. And how about Liam?
Yeah. Nick Castellanos.
He's going to school. What'd you do this summer, Liam? Well, you know, I hit off the rocket a few times. Yeah. You know, no big deal.
And
rocket.
That's what I said.
Yeah, 7-time Cy Young winner. I raked his ass.
He gets older and look back and, like, look what.
Oh, man. It's amazing.
Cool
just experience. Just that memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny to watch Cody out there hitting against his dad and, you know, he put a couple good swings on it. He turned around and he said, I've seen this guy way too much. You know, he's like, I got him in my book.
Got a good read on him.
Yeah. I think it was remarkable. I was doing a show earlier today, and we were talking a little bit about Cody Clemens. And I said, you think about, you know, the book on Clemens coming out of college was he's a pretty good hitter. You know, the guy could swing the bat a little bit. And his dad is obviously one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And to, you know, turn out a young guy that is, you know, making his living now swinging the bat, it's really kind of remarkable,
yeah.
right? That none of the sons really turned out in terms of pitching at the big league level, but Cody here swinging the bat as a big leaguer. Yeah,
Roger told us last night that Cody was thrown in the low 90s in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
But
great.
He said he thought he was a better hitter than a pitcher.
Wow.
Yeah, genetics are an amazing thing.
Wait, he's pitched in some games.
Yeah, yeah. He has. But
he didn't really let it go in
no,
those games.
No. And Roger said, that's the one thing I hope I never see again, him pitching.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement on that one, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to see Cody out there pitching.
Usually any good end result for the old fightings when the position player has to go.
Yeah. Did you guys see some of your old buddies today?
Yeah.
You know, in town for the Dick Saw Allen
Lefty.
Event, right?
Saw Lefty.
Lefty was here.
And LC and Wino. Always good to see Wino.
Yeah.
What did Wino say? What did he say?
I go over and see him. I say, dang, Wino, I haven't seen you in so long. Where'd they find you at? He goes, oh, they had to dig me up to get my ass here.
Bobby Wine, they're talking about. I saw him in the elevator. He looked good, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he's.
Yeah, when you said Wino, I thought you were talking about me.
No. You're the much more recent Wino. Yeah. But, by all accounts, the field dedication looked like a wonderful event.
And I think the guy with one of the greatest nicknames, Davey Cash, AC, yes, best, always cool.
Always cool. There you go.
He was, too.
I like that. How is Dick Allen not in the Hall of Fame yet?
That's a good question.
It really is, right? It's kind of mind-boggling how he's not. You know, you'll just look at his numbers. You know the impact that he had. How is it possible?
Can that be like with writers that they like
if they didn't take to him, like, I mean, there's a chance that
you
just
mean
out of
personally
out of yeah. The personality, keeping them from voting for him. There shouldn't be any bias in that.
Oh, well, there certainly shouldn't be. Yeah,
but I gotta believe there is.
Well, yeah, I believe there was perhaps, but now
I'll tell you what. I heard this from a writer who has a vote about a player. Quote, I hope I'm the one that keeps him out of the Hall of Fame.
See?
Really? Wow.
So it should not be that way. But
no, he wasn't talking about Dick.
No. But I feel like even if that were the case when Dick was first on the ballot, you know, decades ago, and if he didn't get in for those reasons, that's unfortunate. But nowadays, you know, with the Veterans Committee and the way he, you know, he's been up twice, I think, right, on the Veterans Committee, maybe even more than that, and still to not get in just solely based on performance and numbers, it's kind of a head scratcher.
I know Schmitty's been a big proponent of trying to get him into the Hall of Fame, and
I think it'll
nobody
happen.
More than but, Froggy.
Yeah. But you know what stinks though? He's passed away.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And you know, if he's a Hall of Famer, you wish he'd have got in while he was still alive. That's what sucks.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's sad, but it would be nice for his family to finally get the recognition that he deserves for sure.
Yep.
But certainly a cool night here tonight. Phillies always do those events so well. And down on the field today, his family and the unveiling of the Circle 15 that they'll put out in Ashburn Alley or behind Ashburn Alley here at the ballpark. So pretty cool stuff indeed. The Mets, let's real quickly before we say goodbye, let's talk about them. I know I just looked up at the out-of-town scoreboard and I see that Atlanta,
I just saw
once
that
again, they were down 2-1 in the eighth.
They got two in the bottom of the eighth.
Of course they did. 3-2, so they win again.
Six in a row for them.
Yeah, so the Phils, as you pointed out during the broadcast, have gained exactly zero games during our six-game winning streak here against the Braves. The Mets have free-fallen past the Phillies and now into fourth place in the NL East. Phil's now in third place.
Pete Alonso's
is that Miami and White Sox?
Yeah. Yeah, they've gone to the bottom of the ninth, 1-1.
Which game is that?
Miami and Chicago.
What? Yeah, okay.
Miami
wins every one-run game, so
really?
don't think the White Sox are going to win this. They have no chance, basically.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that, but yeah.
They win every
–
I don't know what the number is up to now, but they have so many one-run victories.
Yeah.
It's kind of remarkable.
I tell you what, how great is it that Pittsburgh's playing well this year?
Yeah.
Baltimore's playing great this year. Yeah, you know, these lower, you know, budget teams playing well like this.
Baseball,
it's good for baseball fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's really important for baseball fans in those markets, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean –
and Arizona.
You know, a team like Pittsburgh, just it's constantly, you know, in those divisions. Even a club like Cincinnati, I know they're under 500, but they're in third place. They're not staring up all the time. You know, and you've got the sort of the Cardinals and Cubs who should be, you know, thought of as the big markets at the bottom. I just think it's important for those fan bases to have something to hope for and to hang their hats on.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the Mets don't figure things out anytime soon. As John just said, Pete Alonso out. Looks like 3 to 4 weeks. Went on the IL today, so certainly a big
one. Did you get that from a credible source?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
What, Larry's doctor? Larry's doctor?
Yes, I'm in constant contact with Larry's doctor. He's a wrist issue that they were originally hoping he wouldn't have to go on the IL, but now 3 to 4 weeks, they're saying. So, it's been an issue. So, Pete Alonso out for a bit. Yeah, I know you're brokenhearted about that. So, so we'll see.
Yeah, all those things I said about the, you know, I feel good for the fans in those smaller markets.
Not so much New York.
Doesn't apply to those guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
That's not a small market.
I think they're the only ones that think it is.
It's a different ballgame.
Yeah, whole different ballgame. What is their payroll nowadays?
300 something.
320, something like that. Yeah.
What are they?
Wow.
Who's first in payroll? Dodgers? Is it?
Oh, I think it's the Mets.
I think it's the Mets.
Yeah, I think they're on top.
After
you know
the Verlander, Scherzer paydays.
Yeah.
You know what stinks? He better get the Dodgers now. I got a feeling they're going to land Ohtani.
You mean midway through the season?
No.
At the trade deadline?
No, just free agent.
think?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think they're probably one of the favorites.
I was told one of the reasons they didn't sign Trey Turner.
They wanted to leave some flexibility.
Leave some
for
money
Ohtani.
Open for Ohtani. Ooh. And he doesn't want to go to in the East Coast. He doesn't want to play on the East Coast.
That's the rumor, yeah. Yeah, Dodgers, it makes sense.
Like he's already told, from what I hear, he's already told the Mets and Yankees.
Don't even bother.
Well, when he posted in Japan, and he told the Yankees, don't even bother.
Yeah, that's true. The first time around, it was all West Coast teams. Whether or not he's had a change of heart at this point, who knows. But
yeah, but look, if he signs with the Dodgers, you don't have to move.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the Padres will probably be in the mix, too.
If he signs with the Dodgers, I don't have to move. That's true.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
No?
You never have to move.
You're going
to
keep the chickens?
Well, let's not get into the chickens. We don't have time for
We've
chickens
been there,
tonight. Yeah. That. Yes, we have. In fact, I'm going to let you all go here on a Friday night. We were able to get that back on the rails. That was impressive.
Yeah. Very good.
Hard to believe.
Very hard to believe. Thanks, guys. Larry, we'll be thinking about you.
Thanks.
I don't think any of us can stop at this point.
We'll be pulling for you.
Yes, we will. All right, guys. Scott Fransky, Larry Anderson, John Kruk joining us here on a Friday night. We'll take a quick break. More to come here on Phillies Playback, so don't go anywhere.